Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution, or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on Om Times Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Eros Evolution. This is where sexuality and spirituality meets. My name is Martha. I'm a clinical sexologist, and I am based in Singapore. My company, I'm from Eros Coaching, and that's eroscoaching.com. Today, we are talking about tantric escort, sex work that is profoundly healing. And I've just been away in India for the last 2 weeks, and I've been in training. Lots of people think that I was on holiday. No, I was in training. And because of the bad internet connection, so for 1 week, the previous week, the week before, I had a replay of my previous show, my best sex stories. And then last week, I had my friend, Dr. Tangelina Kusgood, come onto the show. And today we're talking about tantric escort, a sex work that is profoundly healing. Today we have EJ Love, who will be sharing with us her experiences working in the sex industry and how she evolved her escort work into a sacred sexual healing practice, tantric rituals, and practical sex coaching that is profoundly healing for her clients. She is passionate about sexual healing and how it can awaken and heal us on deep levels. And you can read more about the work that she specifically does as a sacred sexual priestess at soulpriestess.com. A little bit more about EJ Love. She's a love and sex coach, sexual healer, tantra practitioner, and sacred sexual priestess, as I mentioned. She's a regularly featured expert on Soul TV and helps people to heal and empower themselves in love, intimacy, and sex. Speaking from her own personal experience, she travels the world sharing her message through speaking events, media, radio shows, and writing articles, books, and blogs. She's on a mission to impact the world and to help people to deeply feel the love that they already are. She's the creator of Naked Woman Rising Movement, where women from all around the world are coming together to rise up and own all parts of them that have been shamed. And you can find this at nakedwomanrising.com. Her book of the same name is coming out in 2017, next year. And you can connect with EJ on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat under the username EJLoveAngel. And, of course, she also has an official website, which is EJLove.com. So welcome to the show.
Thanks, Martha. Thank you so much for your introduction. That's wonderful.
Thank you, and it's not often that I meet somebody who's so honest about being involved in sex work. Could you tell us more about how you evolved this sex work into providing something that is more of a sacred sexual healing service?
Yes, so it would have been about 30 years ago now where I went through. Well, I discovered in myself that I just can do for myself sexually. So I always considered myself, I guess, a fairly sexual person. And I've been working in escort for 3 years. And I was in a relationship, and I got to the point where I didn't actually feel like having sex with my partner. So, you know, so often, quite common, and a lot of them come to see me would see me because they weren't getting any intimacy at home. And I think it's to be in the woman's position that doesn't want to have sex or have a lack of sex drive. So it was happening for me outside of work with my own partner. And when we ended up splitting up, I said to myself for a long time that I would never be, you know, a bruised woman. And I didn't want to be like that. I couldn't understand it. And then it happened to me, and I just knew I had to do something about it. So I ended up going to ex-coach, who was a friend of mine, and she did a tantric massage on me and realized that I had all these blockages in my body, and that particularly my sacral chakra, there was all this heavy energy even with the men that I'd been with, and it's just this disconnection from my body. Like, it was like I was physically there, but my spirit and soul or energy was out of my body and not there while I was having, and most of the time, actually. So this is when I started getting into tantric massage. So when she did that for me, I was like, oh, this is what I'm meant to do. Like, this is what I'm supposed to do for my clients. I'd also been working as probably about a year before that, on through a bit of a spiritual awakening, and started doing energy healing, and started doing Reiki, and I had this part of my life where I was doing sex work, and this other part of my life where I was doing healing readings, and this was a spiritual part of my life, and I kind of thought they were quite separate, and I wondered to myself, in the sex work, it was kind of like damaging myself in a way, but then I realized, and I didn't answer, I was like, oh, no, spirituality, totally good together. I haven't remembered that yet. I just thought, well, how can I bring these two things together and make my work, my spiritual healing? And so this is when I started to introduce tantric practice. I first started with tantric massage, and then I basically was doing workshops and courses and mentoring and all sort of stuff, bring the tantric practice to my work. Firstly, working on myself, and then everything that I started to learn from me and what works for me, I started to bring that to my clients. And so it was an amazing journey to go through, and it just continues to evolve constantly.
Great. So what I'm hearing, the sound seems to be breaking up, and there's a time lapse. So what I'm hearing from you is you experienced a tantric massage, and it activated your chakras. You were already on a spiritual awakening journey, and you learned Reiki. And in order to make your work more fulfilling, you decided to go for more trainings and mentorship, and decided to incorporate this as your work, offering tantric escorting. Am I right?
Yes,
that's
right.
Yeah, it does definitely sound unique, because with escorting being very much taboo, and it's good that you found some way to make this work for you, and also provide more of a sacred experience. So could you explain a little bit more what exactly tantric escorting is about?
Yeah, so, I mean, I find out that I don't actually have penetrative sex very often at all. Most of my rituals, which I'll get into later, are just more about intimacy and creating connection through different types of practices, taking and not so much coming for the actual sex part. But with the tantric work, like an actual escorting session, really is an extended session where it's about build-up, and it's about not on that goal. It's not like where most of my clients used to come and build up. Well, interestingly, a lot of them came from a company and a connection, but there was always this sense of a goal, like there was coming into like an erotic massage, or there's a sense of goal, let's have an ejaculation eventually. It's, there's this real sense that if you went to see an escort, the goal idea was that you were going to ejaculate basically at some point, however that means. Whereas my focus in tantric escort world is not necessarily about, having focusing on that goal, that a journey, and it's about really building a connection. And what I find is that sometimes, actually, I had a tantric sex tour a couple of weeks ago, and I love this term, which I actually came across at a retreat that I did, which was called two man's heart open. And I literally felt that in the moment when I was doing this, to fix this client, that there was a beautiful heart connection that we built up between us, that when he was penetrating me, it was like we were penetrating, he was penetrating my heart, and I was, in turn, I was opening his. And it was really beautiful. We spent, you know, a good hour and a half, or you know, even 2 hours before that, before we even got to that part. So, you know, these are through different types of connection practices, and really being, you know, so much out of the physical part of it, focusing on building our physical energy, working with the energetic penetration. So that, and other differences also is that, what I find is that I really get to honor my boundaries. So with a client's past as a normal escort, they were really coming to fulfill their needs. So whatever that might look for them, and sometimes there's a need that requires one to please me. And so this, they come in and we sit down and we discuss boundaries, discuss consent. And we say, okay, well, this is what, this is, I have to listen to my body. And sometimes my body might not want to do certain things. And this is what I do, the sexual priestess. She always, you know, sexual priestess always honors boundaries. So from moment to moment, I'm consistently honoring and communicating that, and teaching them how to tune into my body as well. So I don't need to do anything that I don't want to do, like, because I'm getting paid for it. Whereas in the past, I would say, well, this is my inclusion service. And you're allowed to do all of that. Sometimes maybe my body didn't want that particular service with this person. Maybe my body didn't want to do those things, but I did it anyway because that's what my service did that it offered. And also because I've become really numb. Like, my body had basically disconnected, and I wasn't even really there. And so they were doing stuff, and I would just kind of let it happen because that was the job. But now it's like I'm fully there, fully getting pleasure, fully getting into it, I'm fully surrendering to pleasure, and I'm fully embodied, so I'm bloodproof in my body. So I have to honour it, otherwise I'll go out of my body. I have to honour it and do things that I want to do.
So we have a break, and we'll be coming back later to speak more with DJ.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Hi, welcome back to today's show. This is Martha. I'm a clinical sexologist based in Singapore, and I'm from Eros Coaching, that's eroscoaching.com. And as you can hear just before the break, that the recording, the sound quality with EJ Love is quite pretty bad. And so what I've decided to do is to invite her to come on when she's back in Australia. She is currently in Bali, and that might explain why the internet connection is pretty bad. So I will be getting her to come back onto the show next year, and we'll find a time slot. She will be sharing her experiences working in the sex industry and how she has evolved her escort work into a sacred sexual healing practice with tantric practices and practical sex coaching that is profoundly healing for her clients. If you're interested to find out more about her work, you can go to soulpriestess.com, ejlove.com, and as far as her future book and her movement called Naked Woman Rising, so you can go to nakedwomanrising.com. And I will have her back, but the recording is not good. I can hardly understand what she's saying. And it would just be better to have her come back on at a future date. So for the rest of today's show, I will be doing a little bit of ad lib and improvisation, starting from talking a little bit about what I've been doing the last few weeks and why I've been missing for the last 2 weeks from the show. Well, I was in Philippines, as you may know, and I had my friends take over the show so that I could focus on all the different trips that I had planned, the first one being to Philippines, where I had my friend, Averill, who shared in episode 98 how she came up with Scarlet Queen, which is her BDSM roleplay YouTube channel, which has received over 2 million views and released two trailer novels, one called Red Hourglass and one called Blue Ochre. And she is a pretty well-known figure on YouTube, and she's Singaporean Chinese. So when I met her, I was really intrigued by her work, and I decided to invite her to host an episode by herself, which she kindly did. I was at that point on my way to Philippines with my teacher, Laurie Handlers, and we spent the week with her friend in Philippines, just hanging out. Then the week after, she was Laurie Handlers was then in Singapore running three events, and while she was in my bedroom studio, we did episode 99, Getting to Bliss in Your Life. And in that show, she talks about how people can have more than ordinary sex. And it covers how people can use sexual energy to make themselves happy and beyond. So this was on December 1st when episode 99 happened. Then when I got to India, realized the internet connection was really bad, and so emailed the studio and told them to replay my best sex stories the previous week. And last week for episode 100, I had my colleague, Dr. Tangelina Kuskud, talk about beaten to success, beaten to greatness, turning adversity into success. In that show, she talks about how she and her sister were sexually abused and how she feels about sexual abuse and what she has to say about it, and how one can turn any hardship as a stepping stone to success, even in the most traumatic of experiences. That was episode 100 last week. And you can find all my episodes by going to Google, and you just key in Eros Evolution at a glance, and you'll be able to see all the shows at one glance, literally just scrolling down, and it links you to every single episode. So I'm going to invite EJ Love to come onto the show at a future time because of time constraints and because the sound quality is not great, and it's just better for her, really. So tune in, stay tuned to my future episodes where that's gonna be happening. So in the meantime, I talked about what I've been doing the last few weeks, and so I talked about Philippines, talked about being in Singapore, and now I'm going to talk about me being in India. So I went to India with my teacher, Laurie Handlers, and together with three other Singaporeans, we went to the Easter conference that took place for the first time in India. And after the conference, we then went on to the Easter Level 1 training. And Easter stands for International. What does Easter stand for? Let me look it up very quickly. Easter stands for International School of Temple Arts. And it's the level one that I attended. It's the spiritual, sexual, shamanic experience. And I attended the one in India. And every Easter is different because they have different teachers coming together to facilitate this at different venues. And, of course, the people make the experience different. And because I've attended several different kinds of trainings, what was covered in Easter, a lot of it was not new to me. However, there were some new things which I appreciate, and also each time you go through a training, you take in different things, and so it deepens the training and the knowledge that I've received. So I would recommend Easter to people, especially those who have been on the path of doing inner work and personal development, and who are interested in the link between sexuality, spirituality, and shamanism. There certainly was a shamanic teacher who was there at that training, and her name is Estera. She's really good at what she does. I learned a lot from her, and I'm really glad that I had the experience of having her as my teacher. Then, of course, the other person was Laurie Handlers, who is my teacher. She is an international tantra teacher. So her emphasis was on tantra. Estera's Saraswati, her emphasis is more on shamanism. And then there's another lead faculty. Her name is Andrew Barnes. And I knew him from a previous experience as well. And he's more on background on massage. And he's also a sex educator like myself. And so it was good that I had the experience there. It was intense. Things were coming up left, right, center with different people. And it was a very powerful 7-day training. And this description you can find by going to schooloftemplearts.org. You can subscribe to their mailing list, and from there you'll be informed in their monthly newsletter of upcoming events. And they have it in North America, Latin America, Europe, Middle East, Africa, Asia, Australia, New Zealand. So definitely do check out what I've been up to, and it is Easter International School of Temple Arts. And every session is different, as I mentioned, and you really want to look into the trainings that were offered by each of these teachers and see if you resonate with them in signing up for trainings. What you also want to do is you want to subscribe to their mailing list. You want to follow their work. You want to find them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, so on and so forth. Look at their trainings. Look at their reputation. And then see if you feel that this teacher will be able to guide you. It's kind of like a rapport thing. If you feel that you like someone, you're more likely to be open and receptive and soak up all the benefits of the training that is being offered. There's also a certain synergy when people come together. So feel into it when you think, oh, okay, I can make those dates at this location. Feel into it. Feel into the teacher. And then you can think about it. You can decide. So I'm just going to their online calendar right now, just as I'm speaking about it. And like, for instance, my teacher, Laurie Handlers, I know she's going to be doing one in Costa Rica. And let me look at it. Okay, so it's January 30th to February 5th, and it's going to be in Costa Rica. So my teacher, Laurie Handlers, will be the lead faculty for that. Besides having 7-day experiences, they also have shorter experiences. They have, for instance, like festivals, and they have gatherings. They have shorter workshops that I don't see on their calendar right now, but I know that that does happen. They have, for instance, like in February 10th to February 12th, they have Eden Festival of Conscious Sexuality and Relationship that's happening in Auckland, New Zealand, for those of you who are interested. So it's kind of a nice thing to be able to combine a holiday travel with learning. So I'll be sharing more after this break.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
And I'm Susan Schuler.
And I'm Carrie Ann Larson.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Tune in every week at 10 a.m. Eastern on OmTimesRadio.com.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Bathe in a beautiful vibrational frequency to help you heal, expand, and remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
What's up? This is Brad and Mike from Linkin Park for Lifebeat, the music industry fights AIDS. Listen up, times are tough and you get a lot of things thrown your way. If you're being pressured to have sex and you're not ready, then say no. If you're having sex, be smart and use protection. Respect yourself and protect yourself.
For more information, call the National AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS. Or log on to www.lifebeat.org.
And welcome back to Eros Evolution. Welcome back. This is Dr. Martha Tara Lee. I'm a clinical sexologist. And in today's show, we had EJ Love, who is a tantric escort, talking about sex work that is profoundly healing. And because of the bad sound quality, I decided to have her back at a later date. And you can still find out more about her work by going to soulpriestess.com, ejlove.com, and also nakedwomanrising.com. The Naked Woman Rising is her movement and future book called Naked Woman Rising, where women from all over the world are coming together to rise up and own all parts of themselves that have been shamed. And just before the break, I was starting to talk about what I've been up to the last few weeks. And I talked about going for Easter training. So I'm going to talk about the different other kinds of training that I've attended, just so you have an idea of what's available out there, and perhaps you will be able to better decide for yourself what you can do, plan towards doing in 2017. I've also attended a very profound training called Sexological Bodywork, and then subsequently I also attended this other training called Urban Tantra. So I want to talk about these two trainings so that you have a better idea of what are some of these trainings that I've attended. So I did my doctorate in human sexuality in the Institute of Advanced Study of Human Sexuality in San Francisco. I know it's a mouthful. That's the name of the private institute, Institute for Advanced Study of Human Sexuality. And that's where I got my doctorate in human sexuality. It was being offered by my institute at that point, Sexological Bodywork. And Sexological Bodywork was created by Joseph Kramer, who started the New School of Erotic Touch. And he was also the previous founder and owner. He sold the business called The Body Electric. And Joseph Kramer is a pioneer in erotic massage and body work. And this really arised from the AIDS epidemic, where people were afraid of touch and getting this deadly disease and didn't know what was going on. So he came up with the whole idea of how we still need to be touched regardless of where you are at. And that's how erotic massage came about. In addition to his work, he just built on it. And in Sexological Bodywork, it is really meant for people who are venturing into the career of providing erotic touch as a healing modality. And I went for this training realizing that I wasn't going to use it. I wasn't going to use touch or nudity in my work. But having had that training provided me an insight of the value of this rising pool of professionals who do offer this service of with the fullest integrity because of the training that I've gone through. So I know this quite well. In order to be identified as a sexological body worker, this is an actual term. In order to be identified as a sexological body worker, there is no two-way touch. It is one way. They always wear gloves or some safety barrier if needed, like a dental dam. So there is no exchange of bodily fluids. What they do is they may massage someone with the intention of healing them, moving sexual energy in their bodies, for instance, from their genitals towards their heart, providing them with aesthetic, blissful experiences that will create safety with clear boundaries for them. This can be profoundly healing when people are in relationships. And they sometimes find it difficult to ask for what they want because for fear of hurting their partner. But when you go to a provider, you can be very clear about your boundaries. You can ask for what you want. And the focus is entirely on you. And, of course, by somebody who is trained and experienced with working with bodies. This can be profoundly healing. So I went for this training and it was there was this online component, and then there was this intensive component there as well. And right now the training has already been prolonged, so it's actually become a much more comprehensive program. It's a longer program, and the last I looked, it's now a 6-month program that will really prepare people who works with people. Most of these people would be energy workers or tantricers or masseuse, and they would embark on this with the whole intention of moving into this field. It's also now a very expensive program. So I had attended this sexological bodywork training, and using the training, I'm able to teach the techniques that I was taught, and teach a lot of the things that I was taught actually in my work. I would say it is one of the, if not the most difficult training I've ever attended in my life. More difficult than even my doctorate, to be honest with you, simply because it really works your mind, your heart, your body. There's a lot of emotions that comes up. I happen to be in a group where they were very triggered, and so there were emotions flying left, right, center. People were breaking down and crying every second, and so it made it even more intense for those people like myself who are empaths, who are very, very sensitive to energies and emotions of people. So that's a sexological bodywork training that I've attended. For those of you who are interested, you definitely want to look it up. You just go to Google and look up sexological bodywork, and you'll be able to find it. They have it in Australia and in UK. I know this because my good friends, Adij and Uma, are running it. They are highly trained and skilled, and they have a really good reputation, and they offer it. I know that my friend Captain Snowden, who I had previously in this show, in episode 53 on January 14, building your sexual solidarity team with with Dr. Captain Snowden, was on this show, and he is the one who's running sexological bodywork in Europe, I believe. And you can find this episode by doing a quick Google, Eros Evolution at a Glance. You'll be able to find Dr. Liam Captain Snowden's episode. So I'm very fortunate that in that training I met Deej, and in that training I met Captain. Captain was also doing his doctorate in human sexuality alongside me. And so I was very, very honored to meet these people who are now really pioneers and leaders of this movement, sexological bodywork. So look it up if you're interested. The website is sexologicalbodywork.com. The other training that I've attended was Urban Tantra. I was interested in Tantra. I didn't really know what was Tantra. And everybody assumed that I knew Tantra because I was a sexologist. A sexologist is somebody who has had the academic training when it comes to human sexuality. And an academia, as you know, knows a lot about books and literature and scientific studies, and they don't necessarily know a lot about how the mind and body works. And definitely in my training, we didn't learn Tantra. So after graduation, when everybody assumed that I knew Tantra, kind of pissed me off a little bit. That's when I decided to take it on upon myself to learn a little bit more about Tantra. I went for some Tantra training in Koh Phangan. It was really pretty disappointing the way it was conducted, so I shall not mention where I went. And I was then interested in this person who has a very good reputation. I kept reading that I must read her book, and the book was Urban Tantra. And this person is Barbara Kareles. So she had this Urban Tantra professional teacher training, and that's when I was very intrigued. It was being offered in Australia, and so I went for the training. And I would say it covered many components that sexological bodywork already had. It was different in the way it was presented, and there were practices in it that were different from what I have experienced. I would say there was probably only one very profound practice that I experienced, which I should not share. For those of you who are interested to go for the trainings, I should never really cue the mystery of it, other than tell you that it's a really good place in which Tantra and BDSM meets. Barbara Kareles has a very good reputation of making sure that these workshops are gender and sexual preferences friendly, that they don't really focus so much on genders, and they welcome people of all sexual orientations as well as sexual identities, which means it includes people who are transgender and people who identify as different in any way. And that creates a very safe space for anybody. And you can find her upcoming events at barbaracarellas.com/upcoming-events. Again, Barbara Carellas, that's CARRELLAS.com/upcoming-events. You can subscribe to her mailing list. She is also a teacher that I really respect. And I've had her come onto my show as well because I love her so much. It took a really long time to finally be able to get our schedules to meet. And I had Barbara Carellas on this show on episode 61 on March 10. And you can find this episode as well by going to Eros Evolution at a Glance on Google, and you'll be able to find the link where at a glance you will be able to scroll down and see every single episode that I've had. Barbara Carellas also has a shorter experiences now for people who are not interested in teaching. And she has one called the Urban Tantra Experience, all named after her famous book, Urban Tantra. She has the Urban Tantra Sacred Sex for the 21st Century event, which is like a one-day event. And she speaks at festivals. She has online webinars, workshops, and she is the sex educator, in case you don't know. She is the go-to sex educator that Louis L. Hay recommends. So Louis L. Hay works primarily with Barbara Carellas. So do check out her work, and I'll share more after this break.
The best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To get a friend home safe.
And to not blame the victim.
It's on us.
To look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us to stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us, all of us,
to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
And welcome back to the last 15 minutes of today's show, Eros Evolution. And as I have mentioned, I had to cut short the interview that I had with EJ Love because the sound quality wasn't good. She's in Bali right now, and so I'm going to have her back and finish the episode properly at a future time next year. And we're talking about perhaps January or let's see how it goes. So in today's show, instead, I started talking about the trainings that I've been attending. I've been to Easter in India, had that training, and just now I was talking about the other trainings that I've had, sexological bodywork and urban tantra primarily. And I guess for the next 50 minutes, I would like to talk about some other trainings that I've attended. And I'm doing this in view of the fact that we're coming to the end of 2016. And a lot of you may probably be thinking about what are your plans and resolutions for 2017. And life is just an ongoing journey, and we don't know what we don't know, and we will always be where we are at unless we go for more learnings. And this can come in the form of books, on videos, it could be YouTube. There are lots of free resources out there nowadays. And it's sometimes important to get recommendations from people whom you trust. And I hope that I can be a resource person for you. So just now I was talking about Urban Tantra. They do have non-professional training related events. And then I talked about Sexological Bodywork, which is quite an intense program, which is now 6 months. They do have erotic videos that you can learn from. And you can find them by just doing a quick Google search. That's the New School of Erotic Touch. You'll be able to find all their online videos that you could subscribe to. Right now, I want to talk about this other training that I attended 2 years ago. And it's called The Art of Feminine Presence. And I've had my teacher onto my radio show in episode 8. That's March 5th last year. I had Rachel Jane Groover, my teacher, talking about feminine, present, and spiritual. And she's the founder of the Art of Feminine Presence. And in this training, there's actually two levels. There's level one and two. And I saved money for 2 years. I went to Melbourne, Australia 2 years ago, attended the teacher training, realized that this practice is going to change my life, and have been running weekly classes at the in Singapore. And I will be offering a preview as well as a full day Art of Feminine Presence practice circle in January. That's January 8th. And if you're interested, you can go to my website and look at all the events that I have. That's arrowscoaching.com/events. And while you're there, be sure to subscribe to my mailing list. I will also be in Sydney next year. I'll be there January 22nd to February 22nd. I'll be speaking at the Really Good Sex Festival for the second time. And this time I'll be presenting at 5 different workshops. And later that month, end of February, I'll be participating at their first ever retreat called Sexual Wilderness Retreat that will be happening at Blue Mountains. So instead of coming back to Singapore, I decided to stay there for the full month. So if you're interested to find out about my work, come for some of my workshops, do check out my website, arrowscoaching.com/events. And, of course, also look at whether you would be interested to attend the Really Good Sex Festival that is happening the last week of January. In the Art of Feminine Presence, I basically learned what feminine really means, and it's not really about being weak or frivolous or bimbo-like. There's a lot of wounding when it comes to the feminine, both in men and women. When we talk about feminine, we're not talking about gender. We're talking about the quality of feminine that resides in all of us. However, the Art of Feminine Presence is really designed more for people who have a vulva. And so there are practices that are suitable for men, and there are practices that are suitable for people who have a womb. And so I'm very passionate about the Art of Feminine Presence because it took me a long time to really get in touch with what it means to be a woman, what it means to be feminine. And you may want to check out episode 8. In episode 11, March 26th last year, I interviewed one of the lead teachers called Sally Reeves-Conway, and she talked about receptivity that might be one of the things that is stopping you from blocking you. And so in that episode, she talked about the importance of being able to receive and how you can increase your ability to receive more of what your heart desires. And that is, you can find this by doing a quick Google search. That's Eros Evolution at a Glance. So this is another training that I attended, the Art of Feminine Presence. I save money for it. And there's another training that I'd like to mention for those of you who are interested. And that is about how you can become a sex coach, sex expert, or become a trainer. And you can go to sexcoachyou.com. That's one word, sexcoachyou, with the alphabet U at the end, .com. And it is run by my teacher, Patty Britton, and her partner, can't remember his name right now, sorry. And so let me look into it because I'm just at their website. So that's Patty Britton and Robert Dunlop. And Patty was on one of my episodes, episode 7, The 5 Keys to a Happy Sex Life. And you can find this by going to Eros Evolution at a Glance, Google it, and the link will pop up. When I was going through my doctorate in human sexuality, one of the things that I wanted to accomplish was to become an ASEX certified sexuality educator. In order to do that, I needed to have supervision, and I needed to find somebody who understood my background, my training, and preferably came from the same institute. And Dr. Patty Britton was one of them. She's also the pioneer of the person who talked about sex coaching and what it meant. She brought together sex therapy and sex coaching, sex therapy and coaching, and then made it into sex coaching. And sex coaching is quite different from sex therapy. In sex therapy, a lot of people who are sex therapists have a background in psychology and are psychologists, and they have masters in psychology, in other words, they're psychologists, and then they have a minor in sex therapy. So that's how they become sex therapists. And what happens with sex coaches or sexologists like myself is that we have training specifically in human sexuality. Like myself, I have a doctorate in human sexuality. So for us, our training is in the academic study of sex, and from there we need to then learn how to work with clients. So people might go into different kinds of trainings in order to be a good facilitator and moderator and educator, and so we might go through the humdrum of learning education and then in my case coaching. So I also have a certificate in life coaching. I also have a certificate in practical counseling, and right now I'm doing my master's in counseling, so that the training really doesn't never end. There is a difference between coaching and counseling. Counseling deals a lot with the emotions and what the person feels in their heart, and from there allowing them to find the resilience they need and answers that they need from within in order to move forward. Coaching very much acknowledges the past and what people have experience. However, for coaching is very much more forward looking, and so in coaching they focus on where you're at, where you want to go, and then breaking it down into smaller steps. That's coaching. So Sex Coach You focuses on giving you the training where you need when it comes to sex, giving you the training when it comes to coaching, combining the two and making it work for you. So for those of you who are interested exploring what whether you want to be a sex coach, you want to be a better educator, you want to add this on to your trainings, then this could be something that you may want to look into. So once again, the website is sexcoachyou.com. So these are some of the trainings that I've attended. There are also many other trainings that I've attended before. And I just want to mention one of them that is totally unrelated. And it's called Inner Voyage. So Inner Voyage offers online meditation training, and I went for the training in order to be a meditation teacher. You can find it at innervoyage.com. It's based in Australia, and you can get a diploma level certificate in teaching meditation as well. We're almost coming to the end of today's show. If you're interested in finding out more about different kinds of trainings, and also maybe book recommendations, you can always reach me on Facebook, That's eroscoaching.com. And I have a page, Eros Evolution, for those who are interested to receive the latest news about every single episode of Eros Evolution. And if you have a guest that you're interested for me to interview, or books or resources that you're interested for me to feature on this show, be sure to just drop me an email, and I will definitely be interested to hear from you. And that's drmarcely@eroscoaching.com. A lot of people may not know this. I'm available via Skype. And recently, I've revised my rates because in view of traveling more, I now am offering single sessions of 50 minutes. So do reach out to me. Drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, have a good week as the year starts to end. I wish you happy holidays and goodbye for now.